You got into the safety business because you wanted to protect people. But somewhere along the way, the job started controlling your time, your schedule, your priorities, even your income potential. What if the expertise you've built over the years in the field can give you something more? More freedom, more control, more ownership of your future. I'm Sheldon Primus, the author of 7 Steps to Starting a Profitable Safety Consulting Business and the host of the Safety Consultant Podcast, with more than 350 episodes helping safety professionals become consultants and grow their career. Consulting changed my life. In fact, I'm a full-time RVer and one consulting contract paid for my home I live in today. Now, I help safety professionals build their own consulting practice through bi-weekly coaching calls, accountability, and personal guidance. But this program isn't for everyone. Start with the consultant readiness audit at sheldon.coach.
What if everything we thought we knew about safety was just interference? From the host of the Rated R Safety Show and the founder of Safety FM comes the complete Signal Transmission Trilogy, now available in one powerful edition. Safety, in my opinion, the book that started the conversation. Safety Mutation, where the boundaries of culture, systems, and belief begin to break. And now, Safety Transmission, the final piece of the Signal. For the first time, all 3 books are together in one volume. The Signal Transmission Trilogy, complete edition. This isn't just about compliance. It's about consciousness. It's about decoding the way we think, lead, and live, inside and outside the system. Whether you've been following the Signal since the beginning or you're just now tuning in, this is the version to own. Search Signal Trilogy on Amazon or visit safetyfm.com to get your copy now.
This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Is rated MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls and call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Oh, I think we already know that, but I guess it's a good thing to say over and over again. It does not matter who the host is. What has always mattered is who the listeners are. Anyways, today is Tuesday, February the 17th of 2026, and we are still hanging out here in the Safety FM studios in Orlando, Florida, coming across the multiverse known as Safety FM and hanging out with our friends and colleagues over there.
Freeform radio never sounded this great, or has it? Radio Big.
Oh, yes, hanging out with our friends at Radio Big, doing the stuff that we get to do. So how has the last 24 hours been for you? If you hung out yesterday, if not, hopefully you were enjoying a full-blown three-day weekend and didn't do much of anything yesterday. Snow, seriously, how have you been? I want to know, because I'm always curious. I always want to know how people are doing. It's important to me to understand that. So there you go. So a lot of stuff going on inside of the multiverse. We'll get into it as we do, because that's kind of what we do around here. We talk a little bit about everything that's going on, because if we weren't doing that, we'd be doing something entirely different, and that's perfectly okay. Because, you know, if we were doing something different, well, we would be doing this and that and the other. But let's not get too crazy as we're going down the path here. So our show here consists of safety in the news, news and safety. That's just kind of what we do. We talk a little bit about this. We talk a little bit about that. We kind of throw in some spice and all that kind of fun stuff. Today, we're going to be all over the place. I'm going to let you know. Because I will tell you, there is the forward-facing portion of the show, and then there's the behind-scenes things that happen at the show. Well, that portion today is all over the place, but we'll get to that here in just a few moments, so don't worry here. So as we talk about safety and we talk about the news, we'll talk about the safety in the news, news and safety. That's just kind of how we do it. And then you'll have the opportunity to interact with the show if you want to do that. Besides listening, you can actually jump in. Go to callinradio.com. That's callinradio.com. Once you get there, audio, video, text messaging are the options of what is going on. And then we kind of go from there. It's simple. It's simple in regards of what's going on. So with that being said, here's my plan. I'm going to bring in some professional broadcasters from Feature Story News. They're going to talk a little bit about what the hell's going on. And then we're going to go down the path. If you're good with the going down the path part, that's cool. If you're not cool with it, well, we'll kind of figure something out as we go, because that's just kind of what we do here. And then we'll go from there. So if you're good with this, I'm good with this, and we can get moving forward here on the Rated R Safety Show. So let's go ahead and bring in our amigos from Feature Story News.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in Paris, I'm Ross Cullen. The US and Iran are holding talks in Geneva after they failed to find a breakthrough at the first meeting earlier this month. Washington wants to curb Tehran's nuclear program, and President Trump has repeatedly threatened military action if no diplomatic solution is found. Also in the Swiss city on Tuesday, representatives from Ukraine, Russia and the US will hold a third round of two-day talks as efforts continue to try to bring the war to an end. William Denslow reports from Kyiv.
Ahead of these latest round of peace talks, Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky certainly in a bullish mood, saying that he wants to see the US provide security guarantees for at least 20 years. That longer than has reportedly been tabled. He also, on the issue of elections, has pushed back at the alleged deadline set by the Trump administration of May. Zelensky says that at least 2 months will be required to get the country ready after a ceasefire comes into effect. Zelensky also speaking strongly on the issue of sanctions, saying there are still untapped areas that need to be put more pressure on as far as Russia is concerned, areas such as nuclear power to really hurt the purse strings of Moscow going forward.
Officials in Beijing are hoping this year's Lunar New Year holiday will boost the country's economy. Increasing domestic spending has been identified as a key priority for China for the year ahead, as Laura Westbrook reports from Hong Kong.
This year's Lunar New Year travel rush kicked off on February 2nd and runs for 40 days. Officials expect a record 9.5 billion domestic trips during the 40-day Spring Festival period, up from 9 billion trips last year. Hundreds of millions of people crisscrossed China to make what is often their only trip home to see their families for the Chinese New Year celebrations to usher in the Year of the Horse. State media says the holiday will unleash vitality to propel China's economy forward, and the government is issuing consumer vouchers to assist spending. But a weak jobs market and a protracted property crisis is hampering consumer spending. Laura Westbrook, Hong Kong.
French President Emmanuel Macron will meet Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi in Mumbai on Tuesday for talks with agreements on critical minerals, defence and technology set to be signed. Ishan Garg has more now from New Delhi.
President Emmanuel Macron's meeting with Prime Minister Narendra Modi could focus on a potential multi-billion dollar fighter jet deal and enhancing cooperation in the field of artificial intelligence. After addressing a gathering of business leaders in Mumbai as part of India-France Innovation Forum, Macron will head to New Delhi to participate in the India AI Impact Summit.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks. Today, what did Europeans make of the Munich Security Conference over the weekend, and particularly the address made there by US Secretary of State Marco Rubio? He was not as direct or combative as Vice President J.D. Vance had been 1 year previously, and he won a standing ovation from some in the room, an expression, said the head of the conference, of a collective sigh of relief. But the Secretary of State's message was nonetheless uncompromising. Europe needs to change if it wants to avoid civilizational erasure, he said. It needs to combat mass migration and abandon its net zero clean energy goals and accept it has fallen victim to a climate cult.
It's an awfully long time since I heard a speech where somebody talked about how great the missionaries were.
Lindsay Hilsom, international editor for Britain's Channel 4 News, was in an overflow room watching the speech in Munich.
One German ambassador to me said it was MAGA light. You know, it was the same iron fist, but it had a thicker velvet glove. You know, the word white was never used, but it was interesting. I was sitting there in the overflow room and there was a German woman behind me sort of tutting throughout. And I turned around and I asked her, well, what did you think? She said, that was the most racist foreign policy speech I have ever heard.
The Secretary of State also skipped a meeting with European leaders on the war in Ukraine before his big speech, a meeting at which America's allies pledged more military aid for Kyiv. With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks.
And the top stories once more. The US and Iran are holding more talks on Tuesday, with Washington still aiming for a new deal to curb Tehran's nuclear program. Those talks are being held in Geneva, where the US will also participate in the latest round of peace negotiations between Ukraine and Russia. And officials in Beijing are hoping this year's Lunar New Year holiday will boost China's economy. That's the latest feature story news. Ross Cullen reporting from Paris.
You are listening to something magical. You're listening to the Rated R Safety Show.
This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. PIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. PIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with PIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners. Only by using the following link, you can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take PIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN. That's safetyfm.com/VPN to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.
Safety training old, stale, and hacked. This year's safety trainer still preaching a warped version of behavior-based safety.
How about safety training that actually addresses your hazards in your workplaces and is not standardized baloney from 25 years ago? Contact the Safety Wars team at safetywars.com or call Jim Pozel at 845-269-5772. Remember, if you're receiving this message, you are the solution to unsafe workplaces.
You ever hit the wall, burnout, stressed, or just feeling that everything is piling up and thought, yeah, I probably need to talk to someone? The problem is finding the therapist who actually takes your insurance feels impossible at times. That's where Rula comes in. Rula is a healthcare company that makes mental health care easy to access and actually affordable. They partner with over 100 insurance plans, so the average copay is about $15 a session, sometimes even less. With Rula, you get matched with the right therapist for you, not just whoever's available. Their network has over 15,000 licensed professionals, and you can book an appointment as soon as tomorrow. No wait list, no frustrations, just therapy that works with your schedule and your insurance. Thousands of people are already using Rula to get affordable, high-quality therapy that actually covered by insurance. Visit Rula.com/safetyfm to get started. After you sign up, you'll be asked how you heard about them. Please support our show and let them know that we sent you there. That's Rula.com/safetyfm. You deserve mental health care that works with you, not against your budget. Go to Rula.com/safetyfm right now to get started. That's Rula.com/safetyfm, because you deserve mental health care that works with you, not against your budget.
You've seen the loop. You've felt the shift. The script doesn't fit anymore. And do you? Safety transmission. The collapse of the construct is the third and final signal. Elegy from J. Allen, PhD. And this time, it's not about waking up. It's about what you do once you're awake. The system didn't break. It just stopped pretending to hold you. And now it's blinking. Rebranding presence, packaging resistance, and calling it progress. This book isn't a guide. It's a transmission. It doesn't teach the system how to evolve. It shows you how to stop performing for it. You'll see what happens when awareness becomes responsibility, when audits don't listen, and when leadership becomes a loop. But if you've made it this far, you're not here to be managed. You're here to carry signal. Safety transmission. The collapse of the construct. Now available in print, Kindle, and audiobook. Narrated by J. Allen, PhD. Because if it couldn't hold your signal, it was never real to begin with.
Safety in a way never heard of before. The Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Okay, here we go. Let's get into it. 16 minutes past the top of the hour as you and I are hanging out on this fantastic Tuesday, or Twiddling Tuesday, or something with a Tuesday, something with a T. Twilight Tuesday. I don't know. Not Twilight, because who knows where people start thinking by saying that. So there you go. Okay, so let's get into some info, because I got some info for you. And let's start off with some breaking news from yesterday, or at least yesterday. Let's see, midday you started hearing about this. So there's two of them. I'm going to tell you this one first. Then I'm going to tell you the second one, because the second one I got this morning. Robert Duvall, the Oscar-winning actor best known for The Godfather, Apocalypse Now, and many other tough guy roles over an acclaimed screen career that spanned six decades, has died. He was 95. Duvall died peacefully at his home in Virginia on Sunday, according to the statement provided on behalf of his wife. Duvall was memorialized by playing some of the stuff that he did. So let's see. He was kind of a key feature, kind of a key figure in the Francis Ford Coppola's The Godfather, earning his first of seven Academy Awards for the 1972 film. And then he reprised the role 2 years later in The Godfather Part Two. So there you go. What do you think? I mean, it was terrible news when I heard that yesterday. I was kind of in shock because, you know, Robert Duvall's been around for a while, and I mean that in the best way possible. But I was kind of shocked. And then this morning when I woke up and was heading here, I got this. Let me see if I can find the news now. Of course, when I need the news, I can't find the news. So I'm probably just going to have to go in here and figure out where I found it, because I saw this and I was like totally surprised. So Jesse Jackson, a leading African-American voice on global stage, has died at the age of 84. A civil rights activist, he joined Reverend Martin Luther King in Alabama and in Memphis, and he later launched two historic presidential campaigns. Yeah, it was reported this morning that he passed away. I was totally surprised by that one. Like, I was talking, and I was just, like, just in shock after I read that. I couldn't believe it, because I couldn't, my brain did not want to correspond to it. Now, don't get me wrong, it had been said that the Reverend was ill recently and had been hospitalized. And I know that his camp had said, you know, he was hospitalized, but nothing major. And then this, 84 at the time of his passing, definitely had an influence on the world in regards to stuff that he did. So there you go. I know, but I figured that these were things that we needed to talk about right away. Of course, as we are 18 minutes into the hour, in regards of what's going on. So we're going to talk a little bit about everything today. We're not going to do Freeform Friday crazy, but we're going to talk a little bit about this. We're going to talk a little bit about that. And I want to talk about some of these things that are going on in real time, because that's what happens sometimes. We tend to forget that we're not talking about everything that is going on inside of the world of the multiverse, but we need to. So you are aware that there is a case going on, not a case, but there's something going on with Nancy Guthrie, because we've been talking about it now for days. So take a listen to this. An act of revenge has not been ruled out as possible motive of the Nancy Guthrie disappearance, according to the Pima County Sheriff Chris Nanos. In an interview with the Daily Mail, Nanos revealed that detectives are still determining if the intentions of the suspect involved in Nancy's vanishing, the 84-year-old mother of the Today Show co-host Savannah Guthrie, was reported missing on February 1st. Nanos explained that he believes she would kidnap rather than the victim of a burglary gone wrong, saying, "This is somebody who disappeared from the face of the earth. And that makes me say this is a kidnapping. The motivation for where this we get stuck, is it for money or is it for revenge for something?" The sheriff also revealed that up to 50,000 tips have been received regarding the disappearance. 50,000 tips. Think about that for a moment. Think about 100 tips. Now 50,000 on how long that would take to go through. Because keep in mind that a tip is one of those things that are going to go into much information on what the assumption is. So now think about that for a moment. You receive all of those. What are you going to do? I mean, you're going to kind of be a little bit of all over the place when it's all said and done. Because think about that. And it does kind of look kind of weird. Now, I'm not going to sit here and give you conspiracy theories, but I mean, if you look online, there's all kinds of them. Not going to get too deep into that. But there's all kinds of theories online on what the belief is. So there you go with that. I don't know. Think about that for a moment, however you want, of course. So let's continue talking about some other things. Before his death last week, following the battle with cancer, James Van Der Beek filmed one final project. He appears in the upcoming Prime series L a prequel to the 2001 film Legally Blonde. Production on Elle began back in April of 2025, and the series is set to premiere on July the 1st of 2026. The show is following Witherspoon's Legally Blonde character, Elle Woods. During the high school years, Vanderbeek portrayed a school superintendent and mayoral candidate, Dean Wilson. So that will be his final role as we are talking. So what do you think here? It's just one of those weird ones. I mean, I don't know. I'm assuming most people within my age demographic will know him, of course, from Dawson's Creek, or they'll know him for Varsity Blues. That will be the thing. Now, he was in some other movies. I forgot the name of the movie that he was in with Jessica Biel. Kind of like an 80s throwback movie. But anyways, that's where most people will know him. So now, this will be the last time that he's on screen in regards of what was going on. So, I don't know. I still am shocked that 48. I know. We've talked about three deaths so far. 22 minutes in. But it's stuff that we have to talk about. Just kind of how it goes around here. So let's talk about this. Are you familiar with self-driving cars? Or let me rephrase that, because I don't want to get into too much trouble in regard to saying that. Are you familiar with full self-driving vehicles that need to be assisted? So you are aware that this is something that's coming about. There's technology available currently. Now, there is a rideshare provider, if you're not familiar with this, by the name of Waymo. And Waymo actually has vehicles that will drive themselves independently of being supervised with somebody in the car. They might be supervised remotely, but don't hold me to that. But just think about that for a moment, okay? So think about this. I'm going to share this with you. Waymo robo-taxis may drive themselves, but they still need humans for one small task, shutting the doors. If passengers leave it open, the vehicle won't move until someone closes it, or so the Alphabet-owned company is actually paying gig workers to step in. In Atlanta, DoorDash drivers can earn up to $11 to swing a Waymo door shut. While Honk roadside contractors in Los Angeles have reportedly been offered up to $24, this pilot project highlights the limits of autonomous vehicles as Waymo rolls out the next generation vehicles and expanding in more U.S. cities. The company remains a key part of Alphabet's other bets division, which continues to be post-multi-billion, yes, with a B, dollar operation. Operating at losses. So I want you to think about this real quick. So remote door closing is not something that the vehicles have. Now think about what one would deem the simplicity of that for just one moment.
Duh.
The door's unable to close itself, but it's able to drive by itself. Now, the only thing that I can compare it to, of course, is a Tesla. So like the Tesla Model X and the Tesla Model S, which have now been discontinued, just for shits and giggles to mention that. Those vehicles, I know the X for sure, don't hold me 100% on the S. When you were to walk up to it, it would self-open. It would open. And if you had the X-Wing or the X in the back, you press the button and it closed. Now, I just don't know if after a certain amount of time they had the capability of doing it by themselves. But you would think that this would be something, let's not say normal, but something to think about in regards of how it would actually close. So I don't know. So the company isn't sure if it can continue paying people to do this, but they are leaving the door open. I know. I'm guys, two words for you. Screen door. Have you ever had one of those work? You're welcome. I mean, just think about it. They just close. I mean, is it going to get to the point that we're going to be looking at these things similar to like how a Jeep works? You know, the removable doors. But that gets kind of weird because you don't really want to be doing that shit at night. You really don't want to be doing that at all. But that's kind of a strange one when it's all said and done. So what do you think about this? CallinRadio.com, of course. If you go over there, kind of give us the issues there of what you're thinking. In regards to what's going on. That's an interesting one to me. So there you go. Okay, let's continue talking about some other things. A new student built a matchmaking platform called Date Drop has become a cultural phenomenon at the Stanford University, catching the attention of more than 5,000 singles on campus. Created by graduate student Henry Wang. The algorithm pairs students based on detailed questionnaire answers and releases new matches every Tuesday, prompting thousands of students to check their results and then meet up. What began as a way to make dating less awkward has spread into other schools like Columbia, Princeton, and MIT, and even spawned a startup. The platform includes gamified features like Play Cupid, which allows students to suggest matches and shoot your shot, where users can privately list someone they're interested in and be automatically matched if the interest is mutual. Beyond romance, some students use the Date Drop to build friendships and professional connections. Professional connections? That's interesting. Its popularity reflects the new digital tools are reshaping social life for campus generation. So think about this for a moment. You have an app called Date Drop. Nothing wrong with that. That's fine. But all of a sudden, you're telling someone that you're already seeing that the only reason that you have this is because you're trying to make professional connections. Something tells me that's not going to go over too well. I'm just throwing that out there. Think about that for just a brief moment.
More sarcasm than a Mortal Kombat beatdown. Rated R, safety show.
What? I mean, think about it for a moment. If you were to say that, how do you think that's going to go over? Just give it some thought. Give it some rationale for a moment. Because there's no other way to think about this. How are you going to get out of that? And I mean, I'm not saying, hey, you're caught and you're stuck in Cupid's web, but geez, man, I just don't think that that's probably the best idea for you to think about in regards to going down that pattern. What do you think here for a moment? No, like seriously, it's one of those things that when you start talking about some of this stuff, sometimes you have to give context to how you would go about doing this. And I just think that you're kind of opening Pandora's box in regards of doing this. What do you think? I don't know. I mean, it's just a weird one when it's all said and done. So there you go. Okay, let's continue talking about some other things that are going on inside of the world of the multiverse, because that's kind of what we do around here. We talk a little bit about everything that's going on. Yesterday, I know that we talked quite a bit about some weird stuff, but I had some weird stories that I forgot to talk about. We talked about some things going on with schools, but I wanted you to take a listen to this. A 23-year-old daycare teacher in Illinois, Giselle, they're just giving a letter J, that's it, nothing else, was arrested after allegedly giving chewable laxatives to toddlers so that she could send them home sick and lighten her workload. Police say that multiple parents called after the kids came home with diarrhea that what sounded unbelievable turned into a very real thing. The teacher turned herself in and reportedly admitted giving the children laxatives. The daycare has a strict rule. If a child is sick, they go home and can't return for 24 hours. Investigators believe that she used the policy to clear out classrooms when she felt overwhelmed. Parents say that this may not even been one time stunt. One mother said that she spent weeks trying to figure out why her child kept on getting stomach issues, switching formulas, seeing doctors, running tests, never suspecting the daycare was the source. Authorities say that the children all two years old or younger were allegedly told that the chewables were candy. Some of the kids are now dealing with lingering digestive issues after stopping the laxatives. She's been charged with attempted aggravated battery and endangering the life of a child. She was arrested and later released pending court date. So now, that's not a lesson plan. That's a plumbing problem if you start thinking about it. And when your job description says childcare, not chemical warfare, and nothing says I'm overwhelmed like weaponizing gummy bears. And that's not nearly children education or childhood education. The primary plumbing apprenticeship is what it sounds like when it's all said and done. I mean, so there you go. Okay, take a listen to this one. In October of 2022, Tommy Lee, not Lee, Lee, and girlfriend Rain Lim were hit in, hold on, were hit head on by a drunk driver on the wrong way of a freeway. Lim died at the scene. Lee survived, but left in critical condition. The driver was later sentenced in June of 2024 during Lim's eulogy. Lee spoke about the dream they shared, opening a coffee shop together. The two had met, and Lim was working it as a barista. It wasn't just a business idea. It was their future. More than 3 years later, Lee has turned that dream into reality. He opened Rena's Place, a Vietnamese-Filipino coffee shop honoring both their backgrounds. It's currently operating as a pop-up inside an open gallery Long Beach with a permanent brick-and-mortar location expected to be opening by spring. Lee says that he's immersed himself in learning every part of the coffee industry. He didn't want to build just another cafe. He wanted to create something intentional, something that reflected love, healing, and connection. He admits that grief slowed the process, but plans fell through. He had to rebuild physically, mentally, and emotionally. But when the opportunity finally came together, he says that it felt like everything aligned at the right time. Rena's Place isn't just another espresso shot. It's about remembrance. One of its most beautiful meanings, featuring something called Rena's Checks, notes modeled after the restaurant's guest checks, where visitors can write messages honoring someone they've lost. What began as a tribute to Lim has grown into a wall of shared stories, reminding customers they're not alone in their grief. Lee says that he wants every customer interaction to matter, even if it's just for the first time having a conversation with someone for the day.
Duh.
So there you go. Some stuff to think about. Anyways, 33 minutes past the top of the hour. You know, it's time to do that thing we call the main story.
Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so some main story time in regards of talking about some stuff going on inside of the world of the things that we do that we call
the world of safety, baby.
So let's get into it. So let's start talking about this. It starts just like any other meeting. Fluorescent lights humming, conference room slightly too cold, coffee sitting untouched because nobody really came for the coffee. They came because the calendar says we got another damn safety review. There were nameplates. There was a slide deck, a title slide that said something about commitment to excellence. And everybody nodded. Not because they agreed, but because that's what you do. You nod. You look around the room and you see faces, some confident, some tired, some careful. And you hear the language. Words like engagement. Words like ownership, words like best in class. Nobody says the word fear. Nobody says the word pressure. And sure as shit, nobody says the word we knew. Instead, someone clicks on the next slide. Metrics, green arrows, a couple of yellow boxes, one red indicator that gets described as an opportunity. And for a moment, it feels structured. It feels organized. It feels safe. But if you sit in the room long enough, you start noticing something. It's all choreography that's happening. People speak in certain order. Questions are asked in a certain tone. Certain topics glide by untouched, and certain topics get dissected like they're the main event. It's almost like ceremonial when it's all said and done. Like everyone was invited to something that they fully didn't understand, but they know the rules without anyone having to explain them. Don't embarrass leadership. Don't question the system. Don't say what everyone saw. Definitely don't say what everyone felt. You talk about PPE. You talk about procedures. You talk about retraining. But what you can't talk about is production pressure. You can't talk about the supervisor who's stretched thin. You can't talk about the fact that the system rewards speed and then punishes consequences. That part, that's the part that stays masked. So the meeting continues. A story is told about an incident. It's clean, it's linear, and it's comfortable. The employees made the decision, the policy wasn't followed, and we've addressed it. nods again, because that's what we do. But outside the room, in the actual workspace, the story wasn't clean. It was rushed. It was noisy. It was ambiguous. It involved trade-offs. It involved incomplete information. It involved humans trying to get through the day. But in here, in the meeting, the story gets tailored. It sure as shit does get polished, of course.
Duh.
And it gets simplified. You start to realize that the room isn't designed for discovery. It's designed for containment. Contain the narrative, contain the discomfort, contain the risk of admitting that the system itself might be part of the problem. Because once you pull that thread, you don't know how far it goes. And that's the part no one ever wants to explore. So everyone plays their role. Leadership reassures, safety presents, operation defends, HR reframes, and legal stays quiet but present. And the ritual ends with, we're committed to learning. Are you? Or are you committed to preserving the illusion that you're in control? Because here's the uncomfortable truth. Safety can become theater. The hard hats, the posters, the slogans, the dashboards, the town halls, and the speak up campaigns are
the speak up
campaigns. All of it can look like commitment. All of it can feel like commitment. But in the underlying incentives never change. If the pressure remains invisible, if the same conversations are avoided every time, then what you're really participating in isn't safety. It's ceremony. And ceremonies are powerful. They create belongings. They create order. They create a shared narrative. But they don't always create truth. Truth is messy. Truth disrupts hierarchy. Truth doesn't follow the slide deck. Truth makes powerful people uncomfortable. So what do we do instead? We rehearse, we recite, and we sure as shit report. And we walk out of the room feeling like something happened when nothing actually did. Here's the thing nobody likes to admit. Most people inside organizations know where the real risk lives. They know which shortcuts are normalized. They know which metrics matter more than the mission. They know which supervisors is drowning. They know which processes look good on paper but fails under pressure. They know, but knowing and saying are two different things. Because once you say it, you no longer are attending ceremony. You're breaking it. And breaking it has its consequences. So the meeting continues, the dashboards gets updated, the language stays polished, and everyone leaves with their mask intact. Safety isn't about what you display. It's about what you're willing to confront. It's not about how well you perform concerns. It's about whether you have enough to expose what the system doesn't want to be exposed. Because the most dangerous thing in any organization isn't the hazard you can see. It's the hazards that everyone sees and agrees not to talk about. Think about that for a moment. And that's when safety stops being protection and it starts being definitely a performance.
Oops, what did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the home of real safety talk.
You're listening to Safety FM. We'll be right back.
If you're anything like me, you have certain tendencies to put things off, such as filing taxes, seeing the doctor, you know, working on that home improvement project that you're supposed to be doing, but you just haven't gotten to it. And while most of the times it works out, the one thing in life that you really cannot afford to wait on is setting up term coverage life insurance. You've probably seen life insurance commercials on TV and thought, yeah, I'll look into it later. Well, the answer is no. This isn't something that you can wait for. Choose life insurance through Ladder today. Ladder is 100% digital, no doctors, no needles, no paperwork. When you apply for $3 million in coverage or less, just answer a few questions about your health in an application. Ladder's customers rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and they've made Forbes Best Life Insurance in 2021's list. You just need a few minutes and a phone or a laptop to apply. Ladder Smart algorithm works in real time, so you'll find out if you're instantly approved. No hidden fees, cancel anytime, get full refund if you change your mind in the first 30 days. Ladder policies are issued by insurers with long proven histories of paying claims. They're rated A and A+ by AM Best. Finally, since life insurance costs more as you age, now is the time to cross it off your list. So go to ladder.com/safetyfm today to see if you're instantly approved. That's L-A-D-D-E-R life.com/safetyfm. ladderlife.com/safetyfm.
What if everything we thought we knew about safety was just interference? From the host of the Rated R Safety Show and the founder of Safety FM comes the complete Signal Transmission Trilogy, now available in one powerful edition. Safety, in my opinion, the book that started the conversation. Safety Mutation, where the boundaries of culture, systems, and belief begin to break. And now, Safety Transmission, the final piece of the Signal. For the first time, all three books are together in one volume. The Signal Transmission Trilogy, complete edition. This isn't just about compliance. It's about consciousness. It's about decoding the way we think, lead, and live inside and outside the system. Whether you've been following the Signal since the beginning or you're just now tuning in, this is the version to own. Search Signal Trilogy on Amazon or visit safetyfm.com to get your copy now.
I know you all want to hit your revenue targets and get the launch done. Well, making sure that your team knows what to do and how to do it is a huge part of it. So I'm sure that you all do different kinds of training, and I'm willing to bet that you probably use PowerPoint, Zoom, etc. I also bet that when you get someone droning on about a topic using these tools, you probably zone out, and your team does too. I mean, it is a reality of what happens. That's why I strongly recommend a tool called Articulate 360. That makes it so easy to whip together interactive, really beautiful e-learnings that really engages people and gets info across. You can create short-form micro-learning, super interactive courses, and really whatever you need when you're in their site. Then with a couple of clicks, you can send it out and check on it and see the progress of your team. Your team can also check back on the training anytime they want in a super simple portal. Literally everyone uses Articulate. Over 120,000 companies and all 100 Fortune 100 companies. Check it out at articulate.com/360 to start a free trial. That's articulate.com/360 to start your free trial. And don't forget to tell them that I was the one that sent you there.
You're being infiltrated. Radio Big.
Here we go. 45 minutes past the top of the hour. As you and I are hanging out here on the Rated R Safety Show, doing all the fun stuff that we get to do, no doubt about that. So this right here that you're taking a listen to, this is Sydney Brice. Song is titled Hand in Hand. Readily available for you on Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube Music, and Pandora. So there you go. some stuff definitely going on inside of the multiverse. So there you go. A lot of stuff going on. We would like to thank Sydney Bryce for allowing us to play this here on the Rated R Safety Show. No doubt about that. Okay, I better get out of here because if not, you know, I'll be stuck with the music for quite some time. So let me tell you about the most important thing that I will ever tell you in my lifetime, and that's about my friends at To Write Love on Our Arms. No matter what you're facing, you deserve to be connected to help, and we want you to know that people have been where you are now and things can get better. Healing is possible. If you go to their website, TWLOHA.com, and click on the section that says Find Help, you'll see information related to addiction, depression, anxiety, eating disorder, self-injury, suicide, trauma, grief support, just to name a few. That's TWLOHA.com, To Write Love on Her Arms. Going to tell you, you go to that website, it can change everything for you. That's not just a joke. That's a reality, because it's not a joke. It's the reality of the scenario. It will change everything as you are looking at it going forward. No doubt about that. Okay, so let's talk about this one first before I talk about the second one. If you are interested and you are in the area of Santa Fe, New Mexico, or you want to travel out there, we have an event going on, Conklin Workshop, coming up March 31st through April the 1st, going in Santa Fe, New Mexico. Would love to see you there. No, like seriously, we'd love to see you there. It's a workshop related to incidents and how to actually look at them through the lens of HOP. So who is going to be there? Well, of course, Todd Conklin will be there. And then we'll have the conversation with Redonda Voigt talking about what exactly goes on and how she sees the perspective, because we're going to be talking about her story firsthand. And then we'll have Ann Liren hosting throughout the dates, talking about everything going on from the hospital point of view, medical point of view. And it's really incidences that we're talking about. And then we'll have Brett Sutton there from Learning Team Inc. talking about the tools that he uses. So that will be taking place March the 31st through April the 1st, Santa Fe, New Mexico. You can scan the QR code that's on the screen or go to safetyfm.com and click on live events. So there you go. Also, we would like to throw this out here. Save the date for you. Reality Shift going on July the 31st. Listen to me. July the 13th, Orlando, Florida. Yeah, giving you ample warning. We'd like for you to save the date. A one-day in-person experience. I am on the verge of telling you who all will be there, meaning in regards to who's speaking on that day. It's a one-day event. We're asking you just right now to save the date. It is a Monday, just in case if you're wondering what day of the week it lands on. It is a Monday. And the reason for is we'd love for you to hang out the weekend in good old Orlando. And then see what we can come up with. So save the date, Reality Shift, July the 13th, Orlando, Florida, 2026, of course. One day in-person experience. This is going to be much different than probably any other event that you've been to in regards on how we're going to do the layout for that one. So would love to see you there. So there you go, Orlando. It'll be in North. Well, it'll be in the north side of Orlando, just in case. So just giving you ample warning there. So with that being said, save the date. We'll talk about that a little bit more. Hopefully, we'll have some more news for you before the end of the week. So there you go. Anyways, with that being said, I have a friend of mine waiting around by the name of John Smalls. He would like to tell you exactly what the hell's going on with the Motivation Minute. So if you're good with that, I'm good with that. And let's get that rolling right now.
Courtesy of JaceCaseMedical.com. Today's quote was submitted by Shane. Bonnie Gutterill said, "The longer you're in the game, the hotter you are." This is fun. I think it sounds like a gambling thing, but I'm going to talk about business. When I started working in the media world in 1993, things were different. I've progressed through so many things that have come and gone. I've watched things work, then not work, then work again. I've helped people grow their business through tough times and in great times, in a good economy and in a tough economy, after a national tragedy, during a global pandemic, and in good times. It's very true that the longer you're in the game, the hotter you are. You know how to deal with things in good times and in bad times. I've watched many people make knee-jerk reactions instead of well-thought-out decisions. Take a moment. step back once in a while. It's a good thing to do. The Motivation Minute. This has been The Motivation Minute. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your favorite motivational quotes can be submitted for upcoming programs at motivationminute.org.
On the Rated R Safety Show.
At the Winter Games in Italy, U.S. athletes are delivering dramatic comebacks and upsets, even as some stars confront pressure and public scrutiny.
Broadcasts highlight emotional wins for lesser-known Team USA competitors who advanced after late surges on the ice and slopes. Figure skater Ilya Malinin has spoken about the strain of expectations and online criticism after several falls in competition. Coaches and officials say mental health resources are in place as athletes push for medals under a global spotlight. Gary Beck reporting.
In the Middle East, U.S. and Iranian delegations are preparing for closely watched nuclear talks in Geneva.
The talks come as Washington says it still prefers diplomacy, while warning that Iran must curb nuclear advances. Secretary of State Marco Rubio has called negotiations difficult, but says both sides will test whether progress is possible. European partners are pressing Iran to accept stricter inspections. Benjamin Wright reporting.
A partial shutdown of the Department of Homeland Security is stretching on as the White House and Congress remain split.
Funding has lapsed for key DHS agencies, but officials say core border and immigration operations are still running. Democrats want tighter oversight and body cameras for agents, while Republicans resist changes they say could hinder enforcement. Lawrence Keller reporting.
This is the latest news headlines.
The UK government is moving to tighten online safety rules, promising faster action to close gaps that put children at risk.
Officials say they want to speed up changes when tech shifts expose weaknesses in child protection laws. They plan closer work with regulators to track harmful content and new digital tools. Lawmakers argue the update is needed as more children use social apps and AI video platforms. Chris Anderson reporting.
China's tech giant ByteDance is promising limits on a powerful AI video tool after viral clips used big-name characters without clear permission.
The company says it will restrict some functions after brands like Marvel and Star Wars raised legal concerns about unauthorized likenesses. It plans new safeguards to stop users from auto-generating content that appears to feature protected characters. Regulators and rights holders are watching closely. Kyle Norris reporting.
Communities along the Pacific coast are bracing for back-to-back storms.
Forecasters say two systems will roll in, bringing downpours to California and snow to higher elevations in Nevada and Oregon. Evacuation warnings are already up in parts of Southern California, where saturated hillsides raise mudslide concerns. At the same time, scientists are alarmed by a plan to remove a key supercomputer they say improves severe weather forecasts nationwide. Jessica Oakley reporting.
And that's the latest news headlines with Alan Edwards.
Pop quiz, hotshot. During a heat wave, what's more important, air conditioning or air guitar?
Is it air conditioning?
Air guitar. The answer is always air guitar.
Or if not, the answer should always be air guitar. I mean, maybe that's kind of the way to take a look at it when it's all said and done. I don't know. Okay, so with that being said, it is currently 54 minutes past the top of the hour. So let's get you the hell out of here because that's kind of what the plan is because that's what we do around here. So let's talk about some... Do we want to do Whack Facts? We haven't done Whack Facts in some time. The top grossing entertainment franchise ever is Pokemon with earning a total of $147 billion. That puts it above Star Wars, Marvel, Hello Kitty, Mickey Mouse, among others. Netflix acquired the rights for the show Stranger Things only after 15 other outlets turned it down. Helium was discovered in the sun before it was discovered in the earth. So there you go. It requires 7 to 8 trees to provide enough oxygen for just one person per year. Bees actually have knees, if you didn't know that, and the average leech has 32 brains, 10 stomachs, 18 testicles, and 2 ovaries. So there you go, some stuff that you did not know. And now you do know. So there you go. Let's talk about some celebrities' birthdays going on today. Rene Russo turned 72. Richard Karn turned 70. Lou Diamond Phillips turned 64. Michael Air Jordan turned 63. Larry the Cable Guy turned 63 as well. Michael Bay, 61. Denise Richards, 55. Billy Joe Armstrong from, Green Day fame turns 54 today. Jerry O'Connell turns 52. Jason Ritter, 46. Joseph Gordon-Levitt, 45. Paris Hilton turns 45. Ed Sheeran turns 35. Jeremy Allen White turns 35. Bonnie Wright turns 35 as well. And Sasha Peterson turns 35 as well. So there you go. Some birthdays going on for you if you wanted to know those. Let's see. Should I give you this? Let me give you a random joke for today. I'm looking for a tax person who isn't afraid of prison. There's one. If you need a phone starter for today, try this. What movie title best describes your life? Who said a series of an unfortunate events? So there you go. If you need a question for the water cooler, try this. 37% of people don't know one of the, hold on, 37% of people don't own one of these. Once common household item, what is it? An iron. Yep, an iron. Yeah, just go wrinkled if you can. Okay, so there you go. That's going to sum up our time together at the top of the hour. I will be going over to RadioBig.fm if you want to come and hang out with me for the next couple hours or so. I'll be going over there talking about the world of music and entertainment if you want to come and hang out. If you don't want to go over there, that's perfectly fine. You can hang out here with the likes of Sheldon Primus as he talks about the world of safety consulting. There you go. That's going to sum it up. That is what we'll be doing. Would love to see you at one or the other side, no doubt about that, as we are talking.
Duh.
So with that being said, if I can leave you with some words of wisdom or a deep thought for today, I would love to leave you with this. Leaders think and talk about the solutions. Followers think and talk about the problems. Think about that for just a moment. Anyways, I know who you are. You know who I am. Love you, mean it, and goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed during this broadcast, podcast, or radio show are solely those of the host and guests and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of Safety FM and or Radio Big. The content discussed, including examples of analysis, is provided for illustrative purposes only. It should not be applied as the sole solution in real-world scenarios, as it is based on limited and dated open source information. Any assumptions made during this broadcast, podcast, or radio show are not reflective of Safety FM and or Radio Big. No portion of this broadcast, podcast, or radio show may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, electronic, mechanical, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of Safety FM and or Radio Big. For permission requests, please contact Safety FM or Radio Big directly.
Got into the safety business because you wanted to protect people, but somewhere along the way the job started controlling your time, your schedule, your priorities, even your income potential. What if the expertise you've built over the years in the field can give you something more? More freedom, more control, more ownership of your future. I'm Sheldon Primus, the author of 7 Steps to Starting a Profitable Safety Consulting Business and the host of the Safety Consultant Podcast. With more than 350 episodes helping safety professionals become consultants and grow their career. Consulting changed my life. In fact, I'm a full-time RVer and one consulting contract paid for my home I live in today. Now, I help safety professionals build their own consulting practice through bi-weekly coaching calls, accountability, and personal guidance. But this program isn't for everyone. Start with the consultant readiness audit at sheldon.coach.
What if everything we thought we knew about safety was just interference? From the host of the Rated R Safety Show and the founder of Safety FM comes the complete Signal Transmission Trilogy, now available in one powerful edition. Safety, in my opinion, the book that started the conversation. Safety Mutation, where the boundaries of culture, systems, and belief begin to break. And now, Safety Transmission, the final piece of the Signal. For the first time, all three books are together in one volume. The Signal Transmission Trilogy, complete edition. This isn't just about compliance. It's about consciousness. It's about decoding the way we think, lead, and live inside and outside the system. Whether you've been following the Signal since the beginning or you're just now tuning in, this is the version to own. Search Signal Trilogy on Amazon or visit safetyfm.com to get your copy now.